Hi, I'm Lauren Salmon. I'm a senior at Carmel High School, and I play the viola for the Camerata and Symphony Orchestras. I'm in an orchestra at my high school. I'm in Symphony and Camerata here. And I've also participated in extracurriculars, such as the side-by-side program downtown and the Butler New World Youth Symphony Orchestra as well. I first started when I was in sixth grade, but I didn't really get serious and take lessons until I was about 14, 15 years old. Practice every day if I can for maybe 2 to 3 hours on weekdays, and I try to do 4 on the weekends if I have time. I practice skills like maybe every other day. I don't practice them every day like I should, but I practice more my structure and my posture when I play because I struggle with pain as I play, so I have to make sure I'm relaxed as I play. And ways to like exercise this is like making sure your knees aren't buckled, standing up straight, and making sure your body is like stacked. I can't really explain what that means, but it basically means your waist is above your feet, and then your shoulders are above your waist, and then you're kind of like leaning back a little bit, like a jazz player, kind of. So I kind of have to repeatedly practice that because it's a bad habit I have, kind of leaning forward as I play, which makes my shoulder hurt. Well, before I was really serious, I had a passion for helping people, and I wanted to be a dermatologist or be a pharmacist. But as my passion grew more, I think that is because the more I got into orchestra at my school, I started, my chair was rising, and I felt like I had talent and that I could take advantage of that and probably just build a career off of that. Before I was serious in high school, I was really shy the first half of high school. Freshman, sophomore year, I was dedicated. And the more I got along with my section, the more bonding we did, I felt like I was opening up, and playing the viol as well, it gave me a sense of confidence. I'm very shy, so playing the viola allowed me to express my style as I played, and I felt that that let me open up. Well, I would tell a middle schooler that wants to go into a music career that you should really focus on your teacher. It's not so much about the school you go to in college, it's really just about your teacher and having someone that you have good chemistry with that can offer what you're looking for. Like my past private teacher, she was a great teacher for the first 4 years I had lessons. She taught me a lot about my musicality and posture, but I was starting to have pain as I played, so I had to like look for another teacher that specialized in music therapy and how to play and release tension as you play. I would probably tell myself to practice more and to commit earlier, because I waited such a long time to really decide to audition for music schools. I really didn't know I would do it until maybe the second half of junior year, so I was really late, and I had to catch up this year by practicing more. So I would tell my younger self, just make sure if you want to do something, just do it. Don't hesitate. Yeah, I'm auditioning right now, and I hope to major in viola performance, possibly participate in a professional orchestra. Probably either graduate school or doctorate, I don't know. Hopefully playing in a orchestra or still studying music if I wanted to continue my education, but I would hopefully want to be either in a renowned orchestra by then even though it's kind of early, I'd be pretty young. Usually they're older than me by like 50 years.
You've been listening to Storytime, a podcast produced by me, Shara Glorias. For more episodes like this one, check us out on SoundCloud or on whje.com under the Community tab.